Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks show with a little curveball ho-ho, you can see, and oh, boys a boys a. I'm a tired. I hopefully, I'm not going to bang my head off the equipment right now. I'm so exhausted. I now started working out, it's not as hardcore as I'm going to have to get, but I just recently, within the past couple of days, started working out in the morning and at night. And it's just like, basic workout where I know I'm going to have to bring it because anybody that's been following me know that I'm working very hard to get a six-pack app. And I'm not taking any shortcuts. I'm so exhausted I can't even talk right now. I'm not getting any surgery, no liposuction, no Botox or anything to achieve this six-pack ab. And I got to give props to my brother Z and Unicorn Cove, School of Metaphysics. I've been attending that school for many years, and, they've been talking to me for quite some time, about food and such. So they sat down with me and, talked about a certain diet that I should do, not meaning to, lose tons of weight, but to eat healthier. So I've been doing it for 5 weeks now, and I did notice, you know, because I got to a point where I'm just like, I was like, no, no more. You do get to a point where you're like just sick and tired of certain things. You say, that's it, no more. I'm through. So I have been sticking to this diet for 5 weeks, and I'm learning, you know, about better nutrition. And the thing that I did tend to notice after a month up in my upper torso, the bloating all went away. Granted, I still have to tone up even more. And, you know, I've noticed, you know, just trying to work out, it's just, especially this time of year, oh my gosh, well, people, I live up here in Maine, I call it the North Pole. I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts, so if my accent screws everybody up, yeah, I'm originally from Boston, but I've been up here and going to work on a film set for the past couple of years, but really filming within the last year. I mean, I'm just an actress there, and I got to work a little bit, a little tiny, just 1%, you know, on my costume, just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. You know, it's kind of interesting to learn how to do things. And it's just, you know, this is where I learned how to do, like, zombie makeup and do a little bit of stuff from working with Brother Z. And it's kind of really nice because the stuff that you learn there, it's quite an amazing thing because it's stuff that I can take into my life. And I'm just very, very thankful with certain things in my life because I never thought I would be doing any of this at all, none of it whatsoever. It's just really, you know, I always say people that have dreams, they should follow it. But now I think, I mean, I'm pretty sure that Valkyr is going to be done filming in June. So here I am, and I'm thinking it's going to have to get more serious now. So I didn't start working out weights yet. I'm just doing, like, basic stuff to work out to, you know, trim down a lot and to get tighter. And like I said, I want to get a six-pack. So, you know, working out, and I'm going to have to – I know after watching the guy Rain from Ninja Assassin, his training, it's going to be rough. It's going to be so rough. But hanging in there and just trying to hang in there. You know, I'm working – I'm doing everything myself. I run these fan pages. I do the radio show. You know, I have to do all the networking. I work a full-time job, and I'm doing everything myself. Now, there's nothing, there's no shame in doing everything yourself. And I think when you really, really do things by yourself, I think when good things happen, you're going to appreciate them more. So, I mean, I pay my own bills and, you know, everything myself. I'm doing everything myself. Now, I'm not having any men do anything for me. I'm doing literally everything myself. You know, granted, you know, along my way, I've had help people, you know, from people with certain things in my life, but they've helped me help myself to keep doing things for myself. So I'm very lucky about that and very blessed because I do have people, you know, that can show me the way and keep me on my path. Granted, you know, with dreams and such, I've, you know, fallen off my path a couple of times, but I think getting back on my path and focusing, and I'm telling you, straight out, I am not kidding, but focusing on working out, and I'm so obsessed with thinking of the six-pack abs, I can't even think of anything else. I know this is crazy and stuff, but I am so obsessed with it because it's something that I really want, and I really am working on it, and it's very hard. But, of course, you know, anything that you do want in life, I mean, you hear some people, they get handed things, but that's okay because if you work for something and you achieve that, you're going to appreciate it even so much more. So doing with the six-pack abs, I've been working very, very hard. And it really is about nutrition, honest to goodness. It's really a lot about nutrition, you know, in your inner core, what you're putting in your body. So, you know, like I said, for the first month, the very first day that I looked at these four pages of things, I put the paper down somewhere in my house somewhere, but looking to see that what was written down, and I'm going, I can't do this. This is crazy. But it's really basically common sense things where you don't, well, for me, I can't say for everyone because this is what's working for me, and I have shown improvement, a little bit more energy, is not to eat any dairy, no yogurt, nothing whatsoever, no high fructose corn syrup, no corn syrup, nothing like that whatsoever. No sugar, no brown sugars, no white rice. I even got a rice cooker, so I started cooking the brown rice. Everything, but nothing canned whatsoever. It's all fresh fruits and vegetables, and, you know, cooking other things too, like meat and stuff like that, eating eggs, and learning. I actually learned how to make pancakes with eggs and bananas, and there's nothing else, you know, no flour, no nothing like that, and it's actually pretty good. I actually like it, so you can add more things to it, like cinnamon and other things, but it was eggs and bananas and making pancakes out of them and learning that, you know, eating a lot of greens, and it's, you have to keep eating all day long. And I'm not kidding. I was like, I found out something that I really, really, really liked. It was, you know, I've always liked sweet potatoes, but I found out that they're actually very good for you. So I cook a whole bunch on Sunday, my whole meat on Sunday. So during the week, I can just heat up everything. And I'm sitting here today, I have like an apple and my blood oranges and just so many things. And I'm not even cutting it up. I'm talking about sitting there eating a big, huge, large cucumber, tomato, a big, huge sweet potato, just eating it, not cutting up, just eating it, just eating it and eating it. And so that's what, you know, just sitting at my desk, well, there's people getting like cheese steaks, and I'm sitting there going, oh, it smells so good, and they all have french fries and everything, and I'm going, I want it so much, but it's actually not as bad, you know, you think it is, because in the long run, the longer you stick with it, the better you're going to feel. So going on my fifth week, I'm really kind of proud of myself for sticking with this. And there's other things you can look at, if I can say this correctly. There's a sugar, but I've been using like a plant. It's stevia. It's S-T-E-V-I-A, and you can put it in like tea and such. So it's really, you know, it's not so bad. I'm not eating no cake, no pastries, no nothing, no desserts. If I want something, I'm going to eat fruit. So I've been eating, you know, learning that you really have to eat well-balanced, and I'm doing that more and more, but learning that the more you work out, you got to eat more. And to obtain the six-pack app, I'm trying to keep up with eating and eating. It's all day long. I'm not kidding. I have, like, my oatmeal. And just like going there, and I'm seeing everybody, what everybody else is eating. I'm going, no, Shelly, stick to what you gotta stick with for your diet of way of eating. And it's really, really not that bad. Honest to goodness, it's really, really not that bad. Let's see what I think. I'm checking out some emails. Hold on for a second. I'm just checking out some things here. Yeah. I'm just checking out a few things here. But, yeah, I'm working on a couple things myself, and I really just waiting to see, you know, about the Premier of Elk here, because I really, that's my goal. What I really want to do is get a six-pack ab when the film premieres, and I'm just very excited. It's going to be so much more work. It's going to get, I know, a little bit hectic and a little bit more harder, but it's something that I want to see finished through. And, you know, there was other events and stuff while Falcare was filming, and I didn't go to them. I gave up these other events and everything to work on Falcare. And if anybody wants to see it, everybody that's involved in Falcare, I don't want to make it all about me. No, it's not about me. It's just, you know, what I'm doing. I can talk about what I'm doing. I can't really talk about the plot. It's just what I'm seeing. So I try to talk the best I can about the film. But if you want to check it out, you can go to the Falcare, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and you can check it out, see everybody that's involved. Ahura Zecor-Deleuze, it's his vision. And it's a show of about four different women from four different time periods, and we get whisked away to, you know, fight evil. And it's to do with the gods and goddesses and stuff. And, you know, I try to learn a little bit about it, and Z's playing Thor. My thing is ninjas and samurai. So this is kind of a different experience for me. It's to do with Valkyrie. And it is warrior-type women, so that's, you know, that's kind of basically part of it. I can't really say plot, but basically that's what it is, because that's what's been talked about so far. So I can't really say too much of anything. And just knowing that this is taking a while, and it's going to be really kind of strange when we finally finish filming, and I'll be like, I'm not working on Felcare anymore. It's going to be kind of crazy because all I talk about, I mean, you know, just thinking about this, you know, going to sit on Saturdays to do Felcare, and I've been doing it for so long. It's been a big part of my life. But I think it's actually, I guess it, I'm sitting here choking, you know, like as I'm really exhausted, and I think I'm going to hit my head off the computer. But, you know, I think things happen for a reason sometimes. With the film, I think the way it is in my path, in my own path, doing Felcare is just going to lead to bigger things for myself. And just writing, you know, ideas for my samurai ninja film, you know, just doing that, it's going to take a while because I'm doing my research. And then there's a couple of things I'm working on, but that's basically, you know, just been a very big part of my life. And I cannot wait to see Felcare when it's finally done, the finished product. And I know people have been asking about it, but you can check it out. I don't know if they're going to post any new pictures or anything lately, but everybody's been working hard. I mean, Z, he runs a school in Maine, in Standish, Maine. So he works all the time. And, you know, he has students and stuff, so he's working all the time. But anyway, you know, people that have dreams out there, you just got to really know that having dreams is really hard work. It really, really is. And sometimes I think when you're doing a dream, and sometimes you might feel like you're losing your mind because you really think that you're not going to obtain your dream. But you got to keep working on it and keep going. And that's the point of your dream. When you work on something that you're passionate about, you feel alive. So for people that have dreams, they feel alive. It's part of them. It's part of their soul. For people that are you know, artistic and creative, anybody that are filmmakers, musicians, artists, anything, photographers, art from martial artists, even, you know, they use their bodies and they perform that way in action films. So it's something that, you know, anybody that is an artist, that is creative, they have passion and they feel alive when they have these dreams and they're doing it. And that's why for me, myself, I just always support people that have dreams. I really, really, truthfully always support people that have dreams because that's part of them. It's what makes them who they are. And that's what they feel. They breathe their dreams. They live their dreams. They, like, eat, sleep, work out their dreams. Do you know what I'm saying? It's something that's so important to people to have dreams, and that's why I support them. Sometimes some people don't have support, and they have to work on their own. And these people become some of the strongest people, you know, that do handle with their life because they're doing stuff that's really outside of the box. You know, and it's not, maybe it's not the norm in society, but that's part of what's in their heart, you know? So I'm going to be looking for guests and stuff for the shows, and I will be making announcements. So, you know, I'm just really looking forward to this year. It's going to be a really great year, year of the horse. So everybody that has dreams up there, once again, excuse me, just, you know, hang on to it. Hang on to your dreams. You know, reach for the stars. I mean, you'll never know what might happen in your life. That's why I totally, totally support people that have dreams because if I can do things, everyone out there, you can do things too. So just remember that. And I think I'm going to, let's see, I'm going to play a song. Where is that song? I'm trying to find a song in here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. I'm trying to find, looking. Just trying to find something in here to end the show with. Once again, I will be getting guests for my show. So let me see. Another positive song I'm actually going to end the show on. This song is very, very positive. It's called If I Could Fly by Tony J. So everyone, have a good night.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. Money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like now we taking off. Just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air. I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand. I will let you go almost anywhere. If you wanna go far, cloud nine, only for the night. You look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight. I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up. Time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel the world. Baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I can fly, if I can fly, I soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you. You'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see.
Take off in the sky.
If I could fly.